Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omozili podcast, where I share my thoughts and views with you on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omozili, an advocate for positivity, and your host. It's a new month, and I'm so happy that I'm here to impact you with my words today. Happy new month to you. I pray that this month of August will bring joy, positivity, and happiness to you. So first off, I have a question for you, and I'll really appreciate it if you send in your answers to me on Instagram. That's, you send me a DM on Instagram, or you can send it through email, whichever you prefer. I'll really appreciate the response from you concerning this question. So what's the question? Here it goes. Do you have to be productive with your time all the time? Do you have to be productive with your time all the time? That's the question. So I always say, have a direction. Have a life plan, have a goal, have dreams, work on yourself, set your priorities right, don't waste time because time is valuable. I do say that almost all the time. But I've come to realize that sometimes you need to chill. Take a break. So here's the thing, when I'm involved in a conversation with a friend, or when I'm just texting and I'm asked, what are you up to, what's keeping you busy, you have been at home for a long time, what have you been doing? Now my response is always short and simple. I try to keep it short and simple anyway. I'm like, nothing much, same old, same old. I just write stuff because I love to write. I write short stories, I write poems, I have articles that I write about stuff, different topics. And I post it on my Facebook page or my Instagram page. And then I talk about my podcast and how I try my best to participate in online trainings. Because I love radio and I want to be an OAP when I'm done with school. So I always participate in trainings, online trainings. And my friend, that particular friend, will be like, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. You're doing well. And he'll go further and be like, me, I'm just here. All I do every day is eat and get fat. I don't do anything. You're working on yourself, you're improving yourself, you're serious, so what do you call that? You know, that kind of response. I know the thing, I do this too. Like, I might be texting with a friend and she be like, I'm doing this. He will be like, I'm doing that. And at that moment, I feel bad. Now, this is not jealousy, it's not envy. I don't know what I should actually call. Okay, I know what to call this. This is me. Whenever I do this, it's just me pressurizing myself to be productive all the time. Because I feel like I'm wasting time. I don't have anything doing. I'm not achieving anything at that moment. To you, it might be jealousy or me being envious. But have you been in that situation before? Your friend is ranting about how she's doing this and or how he's doing that, and you're like, for the past 2 days I haven't done anything. I just sit, text, eat, and sleep. Or have you been in a situation where your parents, your guardian, even your friend ask you what you're doing with your life? What have you achieved so far? Now, this question is good because sometimes it makes you step up. But what if this question affects your mental health? Yes, it can affect your mental health, especially if you're still finding yourself. You're trying to find yourself. You're trying to understand yourself, who you are, what you've made of, your purpose. I mean, you have unending questions in your head that no one can provide the answers to at that moment. Questions that you know you just can't throw around anyhow and expect a feedback or an answer. You have so many things, so many questions. Why are you here? What's my purpose? What am I made of? Is this how I'm continuing living my life? There's so many weird questions. I don't know if it pops in your head, because it does. It pops in my head sometimes, and I get so confused. I don't know. Have you felt that way before? If you have, I'm here to tell you something. So listen. If you feel that every second of your day, every minute of your day, you should be doing something, you should be achieving something. I mean, you should learn every day when you are given the opportunity to, when there is a chance to. But it's okay not to be productive in your time all the time. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to relax, reboost, recharge. It's okay for you to take a chill pill. You don't have 9 lives. Come on, you don't have 9 lives. So why are you trying to tear yourself apart? Why are you stressing yourself, overtasking yourself? You're overtasking your body, your brain. You're mounting pressure on yourself all the time. Yes, you should set your priorities right. Know your priorities and set it right. Know your limits too. But learn to have fun. What's your definition of fun? My definition of fun is just listening to radio. I really love radio. I love listening to music. Or I could be writing. And because I enjoy what I do at that moment, I'm having fun. That is my own way of fun. That is how I see fun. I don't go out much. I don't necessarily link up with friends all the time. I mean, there's time for everything. There's time to go out. But personally, I don't go out much. So I might sound weird to you, but I don't know your definition of fun, but try to have fun. You know, you can talk to your friends, you guys go out. Well, I can say movements are no longer restricted. You have to go out with your nose mask and have your hand sanitizer by your side. So you can go out with friends, just, even if you don't have the money, you can just buy bottled water and talk. Take pictures. It's fun. Try it. Like I said, I don't know your definition of fun. But learn to have fun. If you pressure yourself too much, you will go overboard with everything. You will break down. You know, whatever it is that you're pressurizing yourself to do, I mean, no matter how bad you want to be productive, no matter how bad you want to be influential, you want to be successful, you're a go-getter, you want to make money, oh wow. No matter how bad it is, if you are forcing yourself to do it, if you're forcing your body or your brain to do that task, it won't come out well or as expected. You know this. You might just, you know, you don't want to acknowledge that fact, but you know it's true. It's funny how I used to always feel bad because I thought I wasn't achieving anything. I was just there occupying space. Now, I used to feel this way because I was not doing what every other person was doing. But now I know better and I thank God. I know that I am unique and you are unique too. I know that I am different from the rest. And I work on myself every day in my own little way. And like I said, I thank God every day because I have realized that we all have our own different time. We as different individuals have our different path. Know your time and work with it. So I want you to keep this in mind. Because your friends, maybe you find out that your friends are doing something crazy or worthwhile and you are not doing anything at that moment, does not make you useless or a time waster or unproductive. Kill that thought. You have your moment. I mean, you have blessings all around you. You might not notice it, or because you feel it's not big, it's nothing. No. Always appreciate your moments, your good moments. Appreciate the little. You know what might be little to you, might be big to somebody else. Do you know this? Well, I'm telling you now. So if you feel because it's not as crazy as what your friends are doing or big, it's nothing. It's being unproductive. It's just you wasting time. You are wrong. Appreciate your little moments and your blessings. We are all blessed. Appreciate your blessings. You should work hard, yes. You should have a goal, have a life plan. But don't overdo it. We all make this mistake. If, by God's grace, you're going to be successful, you're going to achieve your goals, you get everything you desire, what next? What's the next plan? Live your life, but live it fully. Have fun. It's not easy trying to work hard. Maybe probably pay your bills, or you're a student, you want to pass your exams, and then you have your friends, you guys are supposed to go out, and you don't know how to handle it. It's stressing you out. It's just too much. That is when you need to recharge. You need to relax. Just calm down. Calm your nerves. Find a stress-free therapy for yourself. Don't overtask your brain. Whatever it is you're doing. Now, I'm not just talking about being unproductive or, you know, when you feel that you're unproductive. I'm talking of every time. Don't overtax your brain. Don't compare yourself with someone else. That's the worst thing you can do to yourself. Don't do that. I used to do that and it was, oh wow, I was so depressed. My mom would see me and be like, please find help. It was that bad. Find help. Because she didn't know what to do. She'd be like, why are you crying? Stop comparing yourself to people. You don't know what they are doing. You don't know what they have been through. So if you're comparing yourself to, because of maybe what you see on social media is deceiving. It's a fun place to be, but it's deceiving. And you know this. If you don't, well, now I'm telling you, so you should know. Don't compare yourself to people. Take a chill pee. A chill pill, and be happy for everyone that is doing well. you should use it as a positive motivation for yourself. Be the best you can be. Work with your time. Don't rush it. When you rush it, it won't come out well. I want you to remember to stay positive at all times. It's easy saying this, but I know it's not easy doing it. But try. Stay positive at all times. Be happy. And make sure your happiness is contagious. Spread your happiness round. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I can't wait to impact. I can't wait to connect with you again. Please send in your feedback. If you have questions, comments, or contributions, you can send it to me. Send me an email or just send me a DM on Instagram. I'm going to drop all my social media handles. I'll be really happy if I can get a response concerning my question that I asked earlier. So I'm going to ask this question again. Do you have to be productive with your time all the time? We all have different views, different opinions. So I really want to hear yours. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for listening. Thank you.